especially the Japan liaison or APAC hub of ICANN, and JPNIC and JPRS will communicate and collaborate to determine the best party to carry out translation. So this means that ICANN should translate it, or JPNIC should do that, or JPRS should do that, because three parties has different expertise in translating. So, for example, the very specific, for example, IDN things, the expertise is in JPRS. So JPRS will be chosen to be the translator of such document. And considerations, importance, timing, resource, and expertise of JPNIC and JPRS. Next, please. Achievements so far and ongoing projects. So achievement. Under this MOU, we defined workflow between three of us and criteria for translation. And already translated one document, which is a root zone KSQ rollover plan. And the ongoing project, Community Wiki is being created by ICANN, maintained by ICANN and JPNIC and JPRS. So this is the place for one-stop shopping for all the Japanese ICANN documents and other relevant information. And other works in progress. It's a glossary. Crediting for collaborative translations. So what kind of credit should be given to the documents under this MOU work? And Sector 70. So glossary, about the glossary, we haven't heard from the about the progress of its Japanese version for, I think, for more than a year. So, but I learned from Christina's presentation that it's on the way. Okay, so it cannot be, such glossary cannot be perfect at any time, so it should be an evolving creature. So let's give a birth to that. Next, please. All right, thank you. That's the end.
Just a few seconds while we change to Panis's slide deck.
Good morning. My name is Banat from the Electronic Transaction Development Agency from Thailand under the Ministry of the ICT. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity today to present how the MOU progresses under the Thai Community Translation and ICANN MOU Partnership. Next, please. I'm trying to respond to three main questions: why the Thailand needs the community's translation in Thailand as well, why's and what and how's. Look at the why's. As you may know, the Thailand tried to move the country to the digital economy. This is the country roadmap already that's driven by the digital economy that consists of the hard infrastructure promotion and the soft infrastructure promotion, service infrastructure, and digital economy promotion and digital society. That's part of the translations might be to strengthen the Thai people to be able to have some kind of digital society. And also if after that, the Thai government tried to fostering the kinds of the community for the internet governance to make sure that people to be joined, entertained, to pass of the internet management, internet governance issue as well. And also, whenever the government tried to bring the people to be a part of it, it means that people have some kind of basic information to make sure that they understand what they're going to talking about, so that why it increased the Thailand internet user is a key part of the Thai government internet governance strategy as well. And also, if you have some numbers of people right now, it's increasing gradually for the Thailand internet user has increasingly gradually, is significantly as well. Next, please. We try to arrange ourselves for two parts. The one part is to what we have been so done so far internally and externally. This is a part of internally we manage ourselves. We set up in the Thailand Internet multi-stakeholder. If you look at it, sorry, it's quite small, but we separate into seven sub-working groups. For example, like Internet Governance sub-working group and translations, a technical and standards and use and digital contents, data privacy, cybersecurity, and public safety. That's kind of the content that Thai government, the Thai people would like to learn more to make sure that we have the basic information. And then after we have information, we can move forward to engage with the globalists, with the discussion, whatever. That's that kind of thing that we manage ourselves internally. And also after we set up the multi-stakeholder, we identify the key focal point to collect information, to select what is the key material that needs to be translated into Thai versions, and then we assign the focal point to collect information and to send for the translation as well. Next, please. And as I mentioned, this is the external arrangements that we try to seek out more updated information about the internet as well. So that's why we had the MOU with the ICANN. We signed the MOU at the ICANN 54 at the Dublin at October last year, right? October last year. So this is the way that we try to formalize what we has been done with the other organization as well. Next, please. Actually, it's not only the collect information, but we try to set up the system to make sure that we have the right material to be translated for the Thai people as well. We set up this kind of system. We call it a system to manage translation processes. In the middle, we have the red one. It means the Thailand's internet multi-stakeholder as the teams to convene the meeting and also to try to collect the material that needs to be translated into Thai, and then to translate it, send to the translations processes, and then disseminate, or even to find the best channel to disseminate this kind of information, and also try to collect the feedbacks, and might be to update what kind of new material, what kind of new updated information that Thai people need to be learned. And also, this is like a circle loop, but actually it's quite a function as well. It's a structure that we manage ourselves to translate the documents. Next, please. And this is a kind of example, because we just signed the MOU last couple months ago, right? But we try to set up on the acronym. This might be the first thing that people need to be understanding. So why the ICANN acronym is the first document that's be in the process of translation already. And also is the acronym is right now is finished in the Thai versions, but we need to we say that it's a public comments to make sure that whenever we translate into from the English to Thai, understanding between the two, the community as well, they understand, and also to be the guideline for the other people, or even the interpreter to use this guideline to consistency the technical terms and the words that they need to be translated. And the second one we thought might be important as well, the basic information, what is the internet governance? That's 10 years already announced. So why we thought it might be the good thing that people know the developments of the internet governance and what is the next step that they are talking about in the globally. That's to the document that we are in the process as well. Next, please. And if we talk about what next, it's not only about the document that we try to translate, but we also to set up the interactive learning processes as well. So the what we look at in the ICANN Learn web portal and might be select some the material needs to be translated as well. And also identifies the best distribution channel as well. We know exactly that whenever we translate into the Thai, but if you don't have the good distribution channel, how to make sure that people are able to access as well. This might be the part of the communication strategy as well. And also we need to make sure, because we said that at first we try to make sure that people have understanding what is the internet globally as well, including all kinds of update information. We try to think about how to measure whether people to have increasing knowledge, and the increasing knowledge might be the push factor to bring them to be a part of engagement with the globally discussion, whatever. That's that try to think about the linkages between whenever people have information, and then is the workable for them to access on the participation as well at the globally for discussion on the internet thing as well. Next, please. And if you talk about what is the benefits when we talk about to sign the MOU, and I think it's maybe three or four key things that I would like to emphasize. As for sure, whenever we have the MOU, it might be we increase the collaborations between the ICANN and Thai society, and also we try to increase the collaboration to make sure that we have the updated information to be translated into Thai as well. And also we thought it might be the identifications of outreach materials and other documents that's helped the Thailand internet user to be updated at the globally information as well. And also, and I mean, it improved the Thai's language ability at the globally, because I know that whenever we translate into Thai, it might be, it's going to put into the website, and the Thai people, whenever you click on the ICANN website, they can learn what happenings, updating information on the Thai version at the ICANN website. It might be good as well. And also, we make sure that at least we have the guidelines for the descriptions or even to acronym whenever. It's not only the ETA to be the part of the key main leader to translate everything, but it might be the other organization proactively. They translate into the document that they thought it might be suitable or even to fit with the community needs. So that's why we might be just a platform, is the guidance for them. So that's why we have the ghostly or the basic information. And also, I mean, we try to think about it. ETA might be in the past, in this transition period, to be expertise on the ICANN material. This might be after 3 or 4 years, I'm not sure. The committees might be take the role responsibility to translate, update the information. That is the aiming for us to bring the community to take a lead and to say what they would like to know and how. Just the government might be only the facilitator, strengthening the system, and that's it. And next, please. Thank you. This is my part.
Thank you. Thank you, Hiro and Panat. I'm very excited when I hear of their presentations because there's really a lot going on, and a lot of work is done behind the scenes. It's not something that it's probably as sexy as a like outreach kind of activity, but the work that is done here sets a base for us to be able to do more outreach, to get the right material, and to increase the knowledge of our stakeholders so that they can engage with ICANN. That's something very, very close to my heart. Yesterday at the public forum, we talked that there were some stakeholders who raised on how much more is ICANN doing on diversity. And ICANN is an open platform. We have a wonderful job of the translators, interpreters behind us at all the sessions. But to really address the issue of diversity is to be able to break down the language barriers that's holding us back. And language might be a first barrier even before you get the access to information, the access to knowledge. And this is something which we need to address, and which is why I think Christina and Butch also see this as a very, very key need, that we have to partner with community to do this, because on our own, we really are strapped and our resources are limited. So I'm hoping to make a call to all our community members, whichever region you are from, that if you see, and I think it's a common principle all of us agree on, that we need more diversity of views, we need to bring in different stakeholders to participate in ICANN. So it's very key for us to be able to reach out to stakeholders and work with them to be able to do this. And so I'm making a call for everyone that, you know, if you know who can partner us, please reach out to them, let them know about it. And you know your regional vice presidents. So for Asia, it's me. But if you're from a different region, like, for example, if you're from Oceania, the Pacific Islands, you can reach out to Save, who is in the room. If you're from the Middle East, you can reach out to Bahir. Also here in the room is Fahad. If you're from Africa region, everyone here would know Pierre and Bob and Yelvi. Latin America is Rodrigo. So if you are interested, reach out to us, and we will supply you with the relevant information. And as a first step, let you know how, what is being done. And if we can take this even forward, we hope to see more of such MOUs that are examples we have with the ETDA from Thailand, as well as JPRS and JPNIC from Japan. And we can really show how we are actively working from bottom up to bring ICANN to the world and also to include the diversity principles that we want to see in ICANN. So those are the 2 points I'd like to add. Thank you.
So with that, we are open to any questions that you might have so that we can answer any concerns or questions.
Bonjour.
Good morning. I'm Marius Jambara from Madagascar. And I'm very interested by this session about translation because we consider translation and we consider translation as very important because we have a minority language, Malgash. And I want to congratulate for these projects that you present us. It is very good. We need to do that in our countries. I'm not speaking about the linguistic, the language community of Madagascar that is French, but in our country we have a national language. We have to explain to the people what is ICANN, what we are doing, and we want to share this experience with them. We consider that the work that has been done in Japan and Thailand are very important works. We need to explain to our communities how to participate to ICANN development in their countries and in their regions also. Now I'd like to speak about something else. I'd like to speak about the translation of documents before ICANN, as it was before ICANN. There are a lot of documents. We came here with my team of 6 persons and the representatives who participate to the work of CCNSO and GAC. This morning we had meeting in French, and the issue that we have is that we don't have time to read all the documents. They are so huge documents, and those documents are not translated in time. So the question I had is, this group speaking about translation, are you going to work on that? How to give us the key documents before the ICANN meetings so we can read those documents? You have spoken about 7 languages. French is one of those languages. And we need these documents to be translated before the meeting so we can read them. This is our way to participate. And I wanted to speak about our experience. We are creating a community in my country. We have a nicer community. We have our own system. We have our own GAC. We want to create a local governance mechanism of internet. So this is in line with those experiences we have heard about. So I'm asking if you can send us those documents before the meeting so we can read them. Thank you.
Of course, I will be very happy to actually send you any information that might be that is ready for you to see and have a better understanding of the MOU that you could sign with your regional, along with the regional VP and this group, and also more information in relations to the material that you could begin to translate to bring into your community. By all means. We'll be very happy to bring that.
Can I add one thing? I'm just thinking about, as I mentioned, the documents that need to be translated, it might be not on time that you need it. That's why we say that the distribution channels might be need to be things carefully. If you talk about the updated information that already been discussing, but it might be take time to translate into the local languages, might be set up some kind of mechanism to be like open forums. That's those people take care to translate. I mean to share the information and the gatherings the information for the community. It might be to raise back to the floor as well. And after that, because I know that whenever you translate everything, it should be the final documents rather than just two developing document that is not good at all. So that's why it's a process to set up in the open forum as a part of the keep continuing issue. And the finalized issue, the document needs to be translated. Okay, you translate that. That's the challenge as well for the Thai. But we try to make sure that all the information needed from the community need to be translated whenever they is finalized issue as well. Thank you.
Anybody else would like? No. Do we have anything from maybe remote participation? No. Okay. Any other questions? Did we address your answer properly? Your question properly? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Christina. I will only say that I am really happy and I am proud of the work that this department is doing. When I start working with ICANN, the services provided by this department was much, much lower than what we have now. And what is good is that Christina is always listening to us. She tried to do her best, and I cannot say that she didn't respond to any request we made. So I encourage you to ask for whatever you want. She will do it, and she will do it very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions? Of course.
Christina, this is Song for the record. I work for ICANN's Beijing Game Center. I'm wondering if the language service team has any plan providing tours or kind of, actually it's another kind of type of toolkit. Translation and interpretation actually is a very professional job. So even if our community members are willing to help, sometimes they face this kind of technical difficulties of choosing proper tool or because of lack of technical know-how. There could be all kinds of difficulties during this kind of process. So I'm wondering if our language service team can provide some basic maybe like FAQs or translation for your own community, ABC, this kind of basic toolkit materials, that would be very helpful. Yeah.
Well, to address that, let me say that we actually, the material that we put together and that we are working on putting together is very simple in the ways of presentation, so the community or the different partners that decide to translate those material do not have to go or struggle, you know, with the fact that actually it was built on a source tool that is on a source program that they have to acquire to be able to work on. A comment that I will make is that it will be a great idea, it will be a smart, I will think, to try to actually engage when it comes to some type of documents with a people who are at least in the industry of translation for a short period of time, but at least have some knowledge of the tools that they need to use for the purpose of a better and more productive way of approaching the translation. Translation really is something that is you are not born a translator. So it's something you go to school, then you develop yourself and you prepare yourself for this. And the tools actually that are used to produce the documents are expensive tools. We, of course, by all means, do not expect community members or people trying to enter this outreach program to spend money on things that they're only going to be using, you know, for specifically this. So that's why we are thinking, and we think and try to develop material presentations and documents that do not require to go, you know, any further than just the most common programs and tools within a computer. We can put together, and as we said before, one of the things that we can facilitate is the glossaries. And working with the glossaries, we were chatting the other day with Jairon and Butch, and thinking of two more things to add to the program. One was a quick idea of perhaps doing what we thought of a bucket list or a wish list, so that we can somewhat meet all of those communities that sign an MOU or. To add to the advantages of signing an MOU, this little extra that will be like the wish list, where we will, it's just in the planning idea process. So take it as that, please. But it's very interesting, I think. We'll have a small budget, and we can budget every year to have this money set aside to when the community for, let's say, from Japan or from Thailand or any other community that will join us on this project, we will be able to translate or assist with the translation by taking over the translation of maybe the outreach material, you know, the fact sheets and the brochures, all the material that is the first and the most important material to bring to the community so they can engage with ICANN. And then, you know, we'll work on with e-learning material and with the PPT and presentation slides. You know, that's what we've been doing. That's one side, one of the ideas. The other idea was to actually create more sets within Quizlet for all the other languages and work with the community members on which Quizlet or which set of glossaries terminology database they would like to see. Let's say, okay, Thailand wants to also join or to also have in Quizlet the terminology database. So we as ICANN, we can make sure that we set the sets, and then Panas can start getting people from the community to work on